If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We count it a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Church is on the move. In fact, today, Sunday, September 11th, will be our last Sunday at our present location, 3309 Wilburger Street. Next Lord's Day, 1 week from today, on Sunday, September the 18th, we will be in our new properties for the very first service. Mark that date on your calendar, 1 week from today, Sunday, September 18th, our first services in our new facilities at 4900 Campus Drive. Worth Baptist Church, I repeat, is on the move. Our new location is at Campus Drive and Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School and just across the street from the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. We're looking forward to having many of our friends visit with us next Sunday, September 18th, for our very first service in our new building. Remember, the location is 4900 Campus Drive. That's Campus Drive and Loop 820, just across from the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College and just next door to the Fort Worth State School. 1 week from today, Sunday, September 18th, our very first services in our new building. In the meanwhile, today, our very last services at our present location, 3309 Wilburger Street. That is our last Sunday. Our final service will be Wednesday night, September the 14th. But as far as Sundays are concerned, today, September 11th, will be the last Sunday at our present property, 3309 Wilburger Street. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening worship service is at 7. And don't forget, today is the last Sunday that we will meet in our present properties at 3309 Wilburger Street. Our final service this Wednesday night, September the 14th at 7:30. And our new location next Sunday, 4900 Campus Drive. That's Campus Drive and Loop 820. We shall look forward to having you visit with us today for the last Sunday at our present properties, and above all, next Sunday at our new property, the very first services, 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour, 11 for the morning worship, and 7 for the evening worship. God has been good to us. We're beginning a tremendous fall season, and September is Life Management and Stewardship Month. We are dealing in a series of Sunday school lessons on stewardship and how to manage your life, as well as the services, the worship services, the messages, in a special series of messages this month on how to manage your life. Do you know how to manage your life in the light of God's Word? Your time, your energy, your money, your strength. These are things that will be dealt with through the month of September, Life Management and Stewardship Month, here at Worth Baptist Church. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address will remain the same after we move, and it is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141. Fort Worth, Texas, and the zip code is 76119. If you would like a cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, it is yours free and postage paid. All you need do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Characteristics of a Noble Life. I shall read from the book of Acts, chapter 9, beginning at verse 36. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for the Bible, for the Lord's Day, for the glorious privilege of voicing the truth over this radio station in this hour. I bring before Thee every listener, every mother and father, every young man, every boy and girl, every family, every home, some who are despondent, discouraged, ready to give up. I pray that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring a new challenge to their hearts. May they be inspired. May they be thrilled. May they be challenged by this message. I pray, dear God, that Thou wouldst just bless every listener wherever they are, our sick and shut-in friends, many in the hospitals or in their homes, some in rest homes, our aging citizens. I pray for them today and ask that the Holy Spirit would bless in every heart and life, bless our city, bless our nation, and the world today where the gospel is proclaimed. May many come to know Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of Acts, chapter 9, at verse 36, we read, Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom, when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. The characteristics of a noble life. The story of Dorcas is one of the most beautiful and most touching stories in all the Bible. In fact, the Bible is the most fascinating, intriguing, wonderful book in all the world. Why don't you take some time today to read it? You'll learn where you came from, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. You'll find the most beautiful and intriguing stories ever to be written or printed within the framework of the Word of God. None is more exciting than the story of Dorcas. The characteristics of a noble life. How do you measure the nobility of people's lives? Do you measure it by the amount of money they have, the number of figures in their salary, the kind of car they drive, the kind of home they live in? Do you measure it by the number of places they've been, their world travels? Do you measure the nobility of a person by his IQ or the degrees he has earned? What if a person had all of these things and didn't have Jesus Christ? Remember, Jesus said, What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? All of these measurements fall short of the biblical standards of nobility. A classic example is the woman in my text, Dorcas. Dorcas had none of these things, yet there was something noble enough about her that she entered the biblical record and enjoys a place among God's choicest people. Her life should be an example to us. In order for you to have a noble life in God's sight, several things must be true, all of which are found in the life of Dorcas. Let us see for a few moments what these characteristics of a noble life really are. First, in order to have a noble life, you must be something. Notice I did not say somebody. God can take a conceited somebody and reduce him to a depleted nobody in nothing flat. You must be something. Dorcas was something. Her name means that lovely thing. She was something, and she was lovely because she was honorable, virtuous, truthful, faithful, kind, considerate, and above all, she was unselfish. Are you something in God's sight today? Do you have a noble life? The second thing that I would call your attention concerning a noble life is this. In order to be a noble person, you must believe something. Someone once said, "Tell me what you believe, and I'll tell you what you will achieve." Dorcas was the disciple of Jesus Christ. Disciples believe something, not just anything, but the cardinal doctrines of the Bible, like the virgin birth, the sinless life of our Lord Jesus, His sacrificial substitutionary death upon the cross, His vicarious sufferings, His literal resurrection from among the dead, and His visible, bodily, personal return to reign upon the earth. Do you believe these things? Do you subscribe to the cardinal doctrines of the truth of the Bible? The philosophy of the world is this: show me, and I'll believe you. The philosophy of Jesus Christ is reversed. Jesus says, "Believe me, and I will show you." What do you believe, my friend? Do you believe the Bible, or have you taken man's word? The Bible says, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." The only reliable book of truth, of revealed truth from God in the world today, is the Bible. Do you believe it? You must believe it in order to have a noble life. In the third place, in order to have a noble life, you must see something. It is written in Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. My friend, you must open your eyes and see something. What did Dorcas see? Dorcas saw the opportunity on her street to serve God by helping the poor. Not anything really great, a coat, a dress, a shirt. Not in some faraway romantic place, but right at home. A lot of you listening today would say, "Well, if I were away somewhere in some distant place, I would serve Jesus Christ." No, you would not do any more at Hollywood and Vine or 42nd and Broadway than you're doing right now on your own street corner. Dorcas served God at home. Dorcas saw many wonderful opportunities to serve Jesus Christ. What do you see when you look in the world about you? The junk man sees a fortune in what you and I throw away. The artist sees a beautiful painting on a bare canvas that you might use to polish your shoes. The sculptor sees an angel in the roughest stone. You should train your eyes to see the beauty of a sunset, the bounty of the earth, and the blessings of God. You should do more than look, my friend. You should see something. You should see an opportunity of serving God right here at home. You should see an opportunity of sharing Christ in the city. You should see an opportunity of witnessing to a neighbor, friend, someone next door, someone in your own home. You're teaching a Sunday school class somewhere in some church. You should see not just a little curly-haired boy, but you should see a man in that boy that God could use to preach the gospel around the world. Open your eyes, friend. See something today and glorify Jesus Christ in it. Then in the fourth place, in order to have a noble life, you must do something. In my text, I read that Dorcas was full of good works. You remember Jesus said, "Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Many of us are full of good ideas. Some of you listening to this broadcast, you've got many good ideas, but that's as far as they go. They stay in your brain. They're locked in. Some of you have good resolutions, good impulses, good intentions. But until your possibilities become actualities, they don't profit God nor man. You must do something. I read in Philippians 4:9 where Paul says, the things that you have heard and seen and received, do, and the peace of God will be with you. My friend, it's not a matter of your sitting around listening all the time to the gospel, soaking up the truth like a sponge, going to church 3 times a week, but never sharing Jesus Christ. That is not a noble life. You must do something. Go to your pastor today. Say to him, Pastor, I want to do something in the church. I want to hold the door for somebody to come in. I want to shake somebody's hand. I want to teach a class. I want to drive a bus. I want to do something to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. You must do something. I read in Ephesians 2:10, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto all good works. God never intended for you to sit down and do nothing. It is God's plan. It is God's desire. It is God's design. It is God's program for you to do something to further the cause of Jesus Christ in this hour and in this age. What are you doing, my friend? Are you just warming a pew at your church? Do you just drag in and drag out and never do anything for God? Where is the power of the Holy Spirit that ought to be working in your life? What is hindering the Holy Spirit from operating through your life, witnessing for Christ? What's wrong? Why are you not doing anything to promote the cause of Jesus Christ? Why, you say, well, I'm doing what I've been told to do. Well, the Bible says if you've done everything that you're supposed to do as a servant, you're still an unprofitable servant until you go beyond the second mile. Oh, for second mile Christians in this hour. I pray, God, that if you're listening to this broadcast, the Holy Spirit will convict you to start doing something today in the ministry of your church. Do something for Christ. Do it well. Do it now. And my friend, if you can't do something big, for God's sake, do something little in a big way to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Yes, do something. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. James says, show me your faith without any works and I'll show you a dead faith. Many of you Baptists listening to me right now, you have a dead faith. You're criticizing the Pentecostals and all the rest for what they are doing, but your faith is dead. You're not doing anything. Why don't you get up and do something today? Prove to man, not to God. God already knows you're saved, but let your works be so that men can see Christ in you, and you can be justified before man by your works as you are justified before God by your faith. The great sin of the church today is the sin of doing nothing. Why don't you get up and do something for Christ today? Let God bring about a spiritual revolution in your life. Let the Holy Spirit take the reins of your life and do something wonderful for Christ. And start doing it today. Then, my friend, in the fifth place, you must give something. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Some of you are waiting until you get something, but my friend, you've got to give first and then you'll get. First give and then you'll get. Give and it shall be given unto you. What? Giving again, I ask in dismay. Must I keep on giving and giving always? Oh, no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just keep giving till God stops giving to you. And then, my friend, you must, in the sixth place, to have a noble life, you must share something. Dorcas shared her time, her energy, her strength, her talent. What are you sharing? Get out of the house today and share something with somebody else. Have a noble life. You can do it. Then, my friend, you must, in the last place, leave something. When the friends gathered for Dorcas's funeral, they said, look what she left. Here's a coat. Here's a dress. Here's a suit that she made. She left something. What are you going to leave? What will your friends say at your funeral? The poet said, lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Now, my friend, when they uncover your footprints on the sands of time, make sure they uncover more than the marks of a heel. What are you going to leave? What do you have now in your hand to leave when you're gone? To be a noble Christian, you must leave something. Well, I have this footnote and I shall be through. The greatest characteristic of a noble life is Christ-likeness. And to be like Christ is to be all that God wants you to be. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you of these two important announcements. Number one, today, Sunday, September the 11th, is the last Sunday that we'll worship at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street. I believe you want to be here for the last Sunday services, our final service on Wednesday night, the 14th. But wait, next Sunday, 1 week from today, on Sunday, September the 18th, our first service in our new building at 4900 Campus Drive. That's at Campus Drive in Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School, and just across the street from the Tarrant County Junior College. 1 week from today. Remember, our final service is for a Sunday, today, at 3309 Wilbarger Street. Our first service is in the new property 1 week from today, Sunday, September the 18th, at 4900 Campus Drive, Campus Drive and Loop 820. You can find it from any part of the city. We're 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 and Interstate 20, and 1.5 miles east of Interstate 35, right at the crossroads of Tarrant County. I trust that you'll be with us today at our present property, next Sunday at the new property. And then again, I remind you, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. All you need to do for a free copy of today's message is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. We'll send it to you free and postage paid. Until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.